Yeah, it isn't. Unfocus.
What up?
We're back. How you doing? I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T, and this is
episode
250. 250. I don't even know.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
I'm not prepared.
Serebii? Or do we do Ho-Oh already? It's Ho-Oh, okay.
Shit.
Ho-Oh. He's a sacred Pokemon. I don't know, I'm guessing.
You know what? I'm gonna laugh if you're right. Continue for now, but I'm gonna look at it right
the
now.
The sacred fire or...
Sacred fire Pokemon.
Sacred fire Pokemon. I'm gonna say that. Anyways, Unfocus episode 250. This is a Collision 28 production, and we're live here on twitch.tv/Collision28. Also, you may be watching us afterwards, not live, on YouTube. YouTube.com/Unfocus Podcast. While you're there, you know, subscribe to us if you're not there doing that already, or like, leave comments, all that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
Did you find out what it is yet?
No, because putting 250 as a trigger number, it opens this whole fucking door of shit.
250,
though. Why don't you tell us about your Unfocus week?
We're halfway, first off, it's episode 250. We're halfway through the 200s already. We're like halfway to 300.
Yeah, I think next week will be the end of our Johto arc.
Yeah, because there's one more Johto Pokemon left before we go into Hoenn, which no one liked Hoenn, so I'm afraid for the future of the show.
Oh, no. Yeah, I didn't like Hoenn. That's actually where I fell off, was because I started falling off was because of Hoenn.
I definitely fell off of Hoenn, but then I definitely picked it back up with... I got back on Platinum and Diamond and Pearl, and then I fell off again. I completely skipped Black and White. I did not touch those at all.
Wow, we're totally wrong. Pokemon 250 is Ho-Oh, and he is the rainbow Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
Wouldn't have expected that, honestly.
No, I'm not surprised, though. I mean, I don't see what's rainbow about him.
Is the feather, the tail feathers have a little rainbow thing?
I guess so, yeah, if you want.
And the first time he showed up in a rainbow.
Yeah, true. That's true. Also, I think... you get certain feathers in the game, and if you have silver, you'll get the rainbow wing, and if you have gold, you'll get the silver wing.
Yeah, that's right.
To kind of unlock the other one, I suppose, or something. At least in Soul Silver, Heart Gold, it was like that. Anyways, Unfocus Weeks. So you wanted me to start?
Yeah, man, kick us off.
All right. So I've been playing a lot of puzzle games. I've been playing a lot of Puyo Puyo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I have that Puyo Puyo Tetris. And so I've been playing a lot of that. I don't know why. I was just intrigued to play it. So I started playing a lot of it. And it's been good times. You know, it's been hard times sometimes too. No? And then, you know what? I haven't dug into it yet. But I'm like, yeah, I know there's got to be someone out there who like gives you a tutorial of how to like make chains and like what you're looking for to make chains and how to make a big chain. And, you know, first search, I found something interesting. I was like, oh, cool. So I haven't like, you know... watched it too much and examined it, but I know there's some depth into like making chain combos in Puyo Puyo. I also played some Tetris as well, Tetris 99. So I got back online and I played a few rounds for a long time actually, and it was bad. I don't know. I never made it past 22nd place or something like that.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, usually I'll get up there to like, you know, somewhere in the top 10 sometimes if I play for a while. Not this time. No, I was all over the place. You know, I ended up like 90th one or two times. And I made it to 20th a lot of times. But usually like, you know, under 50th place is where I would be, like, you know, 20 to 50. Anyways, but that's been good times too. Been messing around with Pokemon Home, just organizing my Pokemons, trading. I've been doing a lot of Wonder Trades using the Wonder Box, just throwing a bunch of random things in there, getting a bunch of random things back. It always takes like 12 hours to happen, though, which is kind of crazy. Back in the day, like on Sun and Moon and on, what is it, the Ruby Sapphire remakes, Oris, it would happen right away. You put in a Pokemon, you wait like a second, and you'll get something right away normally because someone was trading something all the time. I'm not sure why Pokemon Home is not like that. Maybe their server infrastructure, you know, is just too backed up, and so it's like on a queue or something. I don't know, but it usually takes, you know, a couple dozen hours or something to those trades to go through. But yeah, I've been messing around with that, having fun with that, just kind of just organizing Pokemons, throwing Pokemon around, labeling Pokemon. I was going through them and finding other Pokemon that have high IVs. I was like, oh, cool, let me stash these to the side in case I want to breed something with one of these one day. So I've been doing stuff like that. Play Pokemon, whatever I have. What do I have? Sword. Play some Pokemon Sword. Got the next gym badge. So I think I got like 6 now. which is cool. Just advancing the story there. You know, the usual Soul Calibur, right?
Yep.
This finally came in the mail. Skullgirls for the Switch. Yeah, which
I like the cover.
Yeah, so they said February 14th they would ship out this game because I emailed them, which I talked about two episodes ago. And like what's happening? It was, where is it? And I emailed them, got an email back like right away practically. And it said, yeah, sorry about that, but looks like February 14th. I was like, all right, cool. And I kind of forgot about it. Actually, I thought about it over the weekend after previous weekend. I was like, you know what? I wonder if it got shipped out. I don't know. I checked my email really quick. I didn't see anything about it. But yesterday it came through. I was like, oh shit, it actually arrived. And then I was checking out the packing list here just to see. I'm like, huh, let's see when they actually sent it out. It was actually shipped out on the 17th. So they still bullshitted me by a couple days.
Wow. They still didn't put it out when they were supposed to, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was, what, Tuesday? I got it like a day or two later, though. So, I mean, I can't be mad at that. So I thought that was pretty fast. Where did it even come from? Oh, it came from L.A. So no wonder it only took a day.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's...
Yeah, somewhere in downtown, I suppose. So they're not even that far away. That's crazy. But anyways, finally got that. So that whole saga is completed.
Over there and got it ourselves.
You know what? Probably it'd be like, yo, I'm down the street. Can I just drop by?
That would have been funny though.
Yeah. Oh shit, Leon Leo, what up, man? I haven't seen you in forever.
Oh shit, Leon, it's the great Leon.
That's right. We gotta have that on the board. Speaking of board, I don't even have that set up. Anyways, but yeah, finally got the Skullgirls on the Switch. Played it a little bit. You know, it's Skullgirls on the Switch. I mean, I can't play it really because, I mean, I can play it, but do I really want to learn how to play it on, like, you know, the, because you need 6 buttons to play it.
Oh, wow.
Like Street Fighter, but and on Switch, you know, you have the 4, but then you have all the shoulders. So just like the old school Street Fighter days or any Street Fighter on console,
you gotta
learn how to use your shoulders for the heavy attacks and all that. So I set that up. I played for a little bit, but like, you know what? I don't want to put any effort to learning shit right now in this game. So, but it's cool. I have it now. I'm kind of happy with that. Maybe when I make my new stick, maybe I'll get a new board to work with the Switch on it, just so I can be able to play this on the Switch with the arcade stick. Mm-hmm. So that's a thought I might have. Aside from that, play some DDR like usual. I finished reading Korra. It was pretty sick. It focuses more on Kuvira, more than Korra, I would say. But she has an interesting storyline, and you kind of get to learn a little bit about her past and how she was adopted by Toph's daughter's name, Sulin.
Suyin.
She was, and she has a huge family in there. I never thought about it, but she has like 5 kids and shit.
What?
Yeah, I know. Remember, she has the airbending chick who became an airbender eventually. The twins, fucking Skrillex. And
oh yeah, damn, I forgot about that. Right? That's right. Damn, she had a gang of kids.
Yeah,
shit.
And then she adopted another one. Like, come on. But anyways, But yeah, so kind of saw that arc. It was pretty cool. It was pretty interesting. Toph came through. So that was cool to kind of see her again. But yeah, interesting storyline. It kind of went by. It was kind of in-depth, but it went by pretty quick, though. And then, what else do I got to talk about? Play Street Fighter. That's right. That's the other thing. So Steven, on after our fight night for the hammer, on Sunday,
yeah.
As we were leaving, he was just telling me, because he actually mentioned this to me before. He's like, yo, like, I've been wanting to play some Street Fighter. And then Street Fighter is cross-play across different platforms.
Which Street Fighter? Like 5?
5, yeah. And he's on PlayStation, and I'm on PC, of course. So he asked me, like, a few weeks ago, he asked me, like, yo, you down? I'm like, yeah, just hit me up whenever. He never did until this week, because he asked me again. He's like, yo, I'm like, I really am serious. You want to play? I'm like, yeah, just hit me up. And he hit me up yesterday. And I was like, all right, yeah, let's play. And so he got me in a room with some other people. I don't know who they were. But, yeah, we played a few rounds. And, yeah, good games. I mean, I was pretty even, a little below even, but it was some good shit. Kind of makes me want to play more and learn some new shit, but I want to do that. So played Street Fighter. And then finally, I saw Sonic. Have you seen Sonic?
No, I haven't seen it. Sonic the Hedgehog? I meant to see it today, and I forgot to.
Yeah, I saw it today. I saw it this
morning. You sound disappointed.
No, I'm not disappointed.
Okay.
It was good. It was really good. I wouldn't say it was amazing.
Yeah, I don't think anyone said it was amazing.
But like I said, I set the bar low and it exceeded my bar, you know? So that's good.
Okay.
And I wasn't like, this is horrible. I'm so mad I saw it. They fucked up everything. Yeah, they messed with a few things here and there, of course.
But overall,
like the whole beginning of it, I can say I was like on the fence with it still. But then toward the middle and toward the end, they kind of build everything up to a way where, okay, now it makes sense. Now we're talking Sonic. Now it's Robotnik. So at the end, it gets there. In the beginning, they don't really feel like that.
They had to transform it into
But they start transforming it into that, yeah.
Okay.
And then they leave openings for a sequel.
I heard there's a after credit scene that's pretty
Did you hear what the after credit scene
I already
is?
Know, I already know
you already know what it is? Okay, yeah. It's short. It's like 5 seconds.
Maybe we shouldn't say.
No?
We shouldn't say. No.
All right. But the thing, my only beef with that is that that ending, the people involved in that ending, they're not established. So like,
oh, so you're like, where is that gonna come
I'm
from?
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, either they're gonna go ahead and give us an origin story for that, but
yeah,
you know,
I guess,
like,
I know what you're saying.
Also, the one thing I like though is like how it ended definitely sets it up to take part as if it was one of the video games. Because one of the video games has a storyline, and I feel like the way they ended this movie, the next storyline could be one of those games.
Okay, that's cool.
If that makes any sense. Also, the first, like, 15 seconds they show us something cool, I was like, oh, that is so dope that they showed us that. So, Sonic's origin, I'm kind of like, ah, what the fuck? What is this? But anyways, yeah, there's some ups and downs in there, but I like the way it ended. It has some good hopes. I can definitely see a sequel, and I would like a sequel, and I think it'll be an awesome sequel if they completely remove the main human actors, aside from Jim Carrey. I still don't like his Robotnik.
You don't like it?
It's making sense. It gets there at the end, but, you know, he's mostly Jim Carrey. I saw more Jim Carrey than anything else. However, though, when he was doing some Robotnik stuff, he was Robotnik. Like the mad scientist, evil genius Robotnik stuff.
You're feeling it?
Was going there, yeah. But then, like, his Jim Carrey-ness just overtakes the whole thing. I was like, ugh. It's like Robotnik trying to be Jim Carrey, not Jim Carrey trying to be Robotnik. That's what it felt like.
Huh. Interesting. Wow. It's like Robotnik trying to be Jim Carrey.
Yeah, really. I feel like that's what it is. Evil genius, but like, yeah, I'm going to be wacky and crazy. So
did we freeze right now?
Yeah, we did. So I'll fix that right now. But yeah, that's kind of my thoughts. I'm not mad at it, you know. I'll definitely recommend it, especially if you're a Sonic fan. Definitely go check it out. And there's a lot of like little things they do in the movie that you're like, oh, I see what they did there. Oh, there's a Sonic, you know, like thing from this game. Yeah,
shit. Okay.
Yeah, the way he bounces off the walls and the way he fights Robotnik too is definitely reminiscent of actual, like, you know, Sonic games and all that.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that a lot of that stuff's cool. Also, they give a legit reason to call him Eggman in the movie too.
Finally.
Yeah,
they never tell us why he's Eggman. He's just all of a sudden Eggman one day.
Yeah, they actually came with, like, I saw it coming too. As soon as he started doing some things, I was like, I can see why they're gonna call him Eggman. And like, I see it coming, you know, if it happens,
yeah,
I saw it coming.
Sense,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and it does happen. I was like, ah, there it is. Yep, okay, that makes sense. I'm happy they calling him that because of this thing. So, but anyways, good times. Definitely recommend it if you're a Sonic fan. Also, if you just want to see a cool movie with kids, yeah, why not? Because it has that vibe to it for sure. Like, definitely kids Mooney. There's also like a whole scene in there. It was all right. It was like, it was fun, but at the same time, it's like, did you really need all this? I guess in a way to do some character development, I guess you kind of did. But anyways, that was my thoughts on it.
Is that it for your In Focus Week?
Yeah.
All right. My In Focus Week is the main things I was doing. Soul Calibur, playing that. I saw this brand new horror movie called The Lodge. I've been waiting to see it. It's supposed to be like a real good independent movie. We got to the theater, it was empty, nobody was in there. I was like, oh man, this is lame. Like, maybe it's not that good or whatever, right?
Right.
Like, man, tell me why the whole fucking theater filled up right before the movie started.
That's crazy.
And I was like, oh shit. Like, literally the whole theater was full. And they only had like a few showings because it's an independent movie.
Yeah.
But that movie was fucking freaky, man. I can't even tell you about it, because if I tell you about it, it fucks it up. But I'll just say there's some badass kids. And, Alicia Damn. Silverstone was in it, and I was like, oh shit, I haven't seen her in a long time. It's like her comeback performance, I guess.
Shit, who is she? I gotta look her up.
Oh yeah, her performance will really blow your mind. It's pretty fucking crazy. But anyway, so yeah, I saw that movie. And then also, I've been reading, finally got to read Fantastic Four and X-Men. We froze again. And then
Damn it.
It's pretty good. I haven't finished it. I'm only about halfway through this. And it's cool. I just, like, at the same thing that I told you that I mentioned last week, that the comic book guy was telling me, like, yeah, I kind of understand. Well, it's kind of weird that they're going to fight each other without talking about this kind of stuff first. But, you know, yeah, it was, other than that, the writing's good. The art is good. I got to finish it to see exactly how it ends, but Fantastic Four fighting X-Men. You know, it's got to be crazy.
So right.
Looking forward to that. And then besides that, what else have I been doing? I think that's... Oh, I've been watching that that show Teen Wolf on Amazon Prime. It's basically like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but with werewolves, you know?
Oh,
like,
wow. That's cool.
It's really good, yeah. It's violent and bloody sometimes. People get ripped in half, you know, as werewolves, you know, it's pretty cool. Good show. So, yeah, those are the main things I've been on. One last thing. One of the Oscar nominees, I Lost My Body. It's a movie that's on Netflix.
Oh, I was like, what?
all animated American French anime movie. And it's really fucking good.
And it's called I Lost My Body?
Yes. I don't want to tell you anything. You should just watch it. It's fucking... If you watch the first 5 minutes of it, you'll probably finish it. Huh. It's really weird and really grabbing. All I can say is it's weird.
Okay.
If you're a fan of weird stuff and animation, you're going to love it. You're going to be like, what is this?
So it's an animated weird show.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, me and Kara started to watch Adventure Time.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty funny, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's a good time. Like, I've seen like episodes here and there once in a while. So like a lot of the stuff I saw, like I already seen it. But like I guess something that we'll watch. And I learned because like Ice King showed up. I was like, he fucking sounds familiar. Like, I never put it together. But something about his voice is like, have something going on in my head. I'm like, what is it? And it hit me finally. It's SpongeBob. He's voiced by the same dude as SpongeBob.
Has returned.
Not that he's returned, but Ice King.
Nah, the actor, the voice actor. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, he's SpongeBob. I was like, oh, shit.
That's funny.
Yeah, like, anyways. Just thought that was interesting. Something I just found out. If anyone already knew that, I'm finally in the club.
All right. That being said, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at @unfocus28.
Oh, you know what we forgot like 2 weeks ago? This fucking trivia shit.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that we forgot that.
But yeah, @unfocus28 on Twitter, Instagram, @unfocuspodcast.
Subscribe with Apple Podcasts as well. Leave some comments, all that stuff.
Yeah, or go to closure28.com. You can find other ways to subscribe. Or you can just email us at unfocuspodcast@gmail.com for whatevers. So one question that we had a few weeks ago was the setting of which game is Whispering Rock Psychic Summer Camp?
Can I take a guess right now?
Yeah, go for it.
Earthbound?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Psychonauts.
The fuck is that?
It's a game. It's a popular game. I never played it. I heard a lot about it, but I never actually played it or even knew.
I like the name.
That. But yeah, Psychonauts does sound like a cool name. What up? Who is STG Xbox? I don't know them, but what up? Other question was, what are the controllers for the Nintendo Switch called? That's easy. It's called a Joy-Con, or Joy-Cons, plural. Team missed out on the question, answer and all that. So, oh well. But we'll continue with the news.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news. Joy-Cons.
Let's get it.
I called it. Alright. So let's jump into the main part of the show. AJ, you wanna wait, you wanna kick us off or should I?
I'll kick us off, I don't mind. Alright, so I have a bunch of little random news tonight. So they're not so in depth crazy to go into. But Pokemon, Sword and Shield, has an event going on where if you it's kind of for the international. It's an international challenge event. It's an in-game event. So if you have the game, you have online access, you can take part in this. But what they're doing right now is if you join into this event challenge, you can earn points for the. You can earn championship points for Pokemon Worlds 2020. If you're not interested in that, just play. You get a cool gift out of it. And the cool gift you'll get is like a t-shirt, in-game t-shirt, that has the mascot, the ball guy, on it.
Damn.
I don't know what the shirt looks like, but this is who you're going to have on it. And this ball dude, remember how in every Pokemon game, you have that one guy that stands at the gym door, and you know he's like, yo, champ in the making.
Yeah, champ in making. Yeah.
He's like that, except... He's a fucking big ball Pokeball head.
Except he's terrifying.
And he looks fucking buff as hell. And he gives you Pokeballs. He gives you a Pokeball every time you go to a gym and you see him. He'll give you a random Pokeball. So I got like a heavy ball from him. I got him like I don't even know what else. A netball. I think it gave me a netball one time. So, yeah, he'll give you some of those specialty balls, which is cool. So
I'll
yeah,
give you some of those specialty balls.
I don't think I want any specialty balls from you. But, yeah, take part in this online events, and you get this cool T-shirt, in-game T-shirt, which will have this dude on it.
Yeah, Ball Guy.
Yeah, Ball Guy. That's his name, Ball Guy.
Oh, is that really his name?
Yeah, that's his name. Ball Guy.
It's so intuitive.
Yeah, right? Like, it kind of rolls off the tongue, right?
I guessed it without even knowing it, dude. Like, that's serious right there.
Are you playing this game? You didn't tell me you're playing.
No, bro. But you know what? I haven't been playing, but I found out something interesting about Pokemon Masters. I guess there's a quick segment in there. This is a news piece for me.
Okay.
There's a quick moment in there in this new game where I guess there's a scene where they show Professor Oak talking to Agatha. And the only thing that's weird about this moment is they're staring each other down, and she's got her Gengar in front of her.
Okay.
And he's got his Nidorino in front of her.
Has a Nidorino?
Yes.
Maybe he stole it from Gary.
Well, the thing that's interesting is, I guess in the very first Pokemon thing, they kind of show that he's standing next to a Nidorino. But our reference we're talking about, which I'm sure you already caught on to what I'm saying, is in the Pokemon Red and Blue, at the very beginning, we see an opening battle.
Yeah.
And that battle has a Gengar fighting a Nidorino, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't know there's been theories about what's going on there for a long time. And I think the anime made it even more confusing, because the anime shows that that's actually a fucking Pokemon tournament right
there.
Yeah,
which makes sense.
Yeah, right? But I think it messed with the theories even more, you know?
Yeah.
And then so, now that we know this, and they're showing, like, you know, her in front of Professor Oak, she's got Gengar, he's got Nidorino.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if, was he trying to win the Pokemon League? Did he challenge her?
I think
or do
so.
They know each other from before?
Yeah, they know each other for sure, because Agatha actually makes a comment when you first meet her. She's like, "Oh yeah, how's that old, you know, dude Oak doing
with his
Pokédex and all that, you know?"
That's right.
She says something like that. So it either alludes to either they had a thing back in the day, you know?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe there's some type of rivals. Maybe he challenged the Pokémon League and, you know, made it through her, but maybe not all the way, so he was a failed champion maybe.
Yeah.
I don't remember if he ever said he was a champion or not, but I don't think he ever said he was a champion. No,
he never did. He never said specific.
But that's pretty cool, though. That almost concludes, like, you know, a theory there. That's cool. Wait, where is this picture from? Or is this?
It was in Pokemon Masters.
Oh, in that game. Okay.
Yeah, in that game.
Yeah,
it's a quick cutscene, I guess, where he's talking to her.
Oh, that's cool.
And he has his Nidorino in front of him, and she has her Gengar in front of
her. That's crazy.
I wish I could show it on here, but, like, you can see right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They made a little reference to it.
That's cool.
And I guess in Pokemon Red and Blue, at some point, like in the earlier parts of the game, you can see that Professor Oak does own a Nidorino or something like that.
In Masters?
No, in the actual game.
In Red and Blue?
Yeah, Red and Blue. I guess there's a moment there. I don't remember that.
Yeah, me neither.
But apparently they said there's a point where they show him standing next to a Nidorino somewhere in the game when he's telling you about Pokemon.
I remember, like, when he introduces, like, "Hey, I'm Oak, you know, these are Pokemon," and something comes out of a Pokeball.
I think it's a Nidorino.
Is it a Nidorino?
I think it is.
I don't remember what it was.
Wrong, but I think that they were saying that's what it was.
You know, I always skip to that part so fast.
Me
you know,
too.
That I don't remember
Me
now.
Too. It's kind of blurry. Like, yeah. I remember something comes out for sure.
Yeah, something comes out for sure. Maybe it is a Nidorino. Interesting. STGX boss in chat, you know, said from earlier, "Did you know that PS4... is also doing a challenge to get as many trophies as you can to get rewards exclusive."
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That sounds pretty cool. I didn't know that either. We don't own PlayStations in this household, so did not know that.
But thank you for the info.
Yeah, in case anyone else did not know that, now you know. You heard it here first.
Yep.
From the boss.
Breaking news.
Breaking news, right? Where's that?
Do it.
One button for a second.
They're good together, though. But yeah, it's not really. Well, I guess it's kind of news. It's just a little thing I found out.
That's cool. A little thing that, you know, to bring up, to discuss. That's crazy.
AJ?
Sam Show. So, Samurai Showdown a couple weeks ago announced, you know, a bunch of new characters they're going to come out with pretty soon, right? New DLC characters. I'm not sure if we ever had a date for all of them, but they finally give us a date for the one character I was interested in. I guess her name's Mina, some type of Mina. She's not Sung Mina.
That was my first question.
Yeah. But she's the bow and arrow chick with the eye patch and all that, right? So apparently her date is February 26th. She'll be available. For available on PS4, Xbox One, and Stadia, with a coming out on the Switch on the 25th. So what? Oh, a day earlier. What the heck? So Nintendo Switch port gets it on the 25th, but everyone else gets it the 26th. That's interesting. We know what's funny about the way this is worded here in this article, Sue? It says that Mina will be available on February 26th. Samurai Shodown is available. Never mind. She is overall just available 26th, but the Switch port comes out the 25th. That's what it's saying.
Wait,
my bad.
What?
Yeah, so the Switch port is coming out on the 25th. The next day, though, she's available everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, but cool. She, I kind of want to learn her. Her style looks, it's bow and arrows. She's freaking Hawkeye.
Yeah, that is pretty dope.
Yeah. But yeah, so if anyone has Samurai Showdown, hopefully we get the game on PC pretty soon, because I would be down to check out this chick. But until then, everyone else, it gets this chick on 26th of February, next week, right? Yeah.
Next week, yeah. All right. Other news. In the most weirdest collaborations, Gene Simmons from the band Kiss is teaming up with Marvel.
Ooh.
They haven't teamed up in a long time. The last time they did is this little fun picture you see here that they have. This is from the 80s. This is the last time Marvel and Kiss teamed up. I just thought that was kind of funny that it happened in the past.
Is that a magazine or a comic?
It's a comic.
It looks like the shape of it looks like a magazine shape, though.
It's because they had giant graphic novels for weird special events
okay.
back then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was weird. But anyway, Kiss and Marvel are teaming up once again for the first time since 1978. And in this scenario, it looks like Kiss will be having a bunch of different merchandise teamed up with Marvel, and it'll be in the feel of Marvel or in the feel of Kiss, and it'll represent both. Now, the original images they have put out are images showing the four Kiss members paired with the four specific Marvel characters: Wolverine, Black Panther, the Hulk, and Silver Surfer. I don't know why they chose specifically these four characters to represent the Kiss characters, but they're going to have drink apparel, accessories, all kinds of things, posters. So it's going to be a big co-brand thing going on for the year between Kiss and Marvel.
I can understand Silver Surfer, Wolverine,
Hulk and Black Panther.
And Black Panther, but not the Hulk. Like, the Hulk seems just...
Who's more metal than the Hulk? Well, they're not metal. Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. It's weird.
Silver Surfer is more metal than any of them. No, actually, no, Wolverine. That makes sense.
Yeah, Wolverine.
Definitely metal.
Yeah. But yeah, they have fun little collaboration things, like... They got, like, one poster that has, like, Kiss drawn, like, old-school Marvel characters teamed up with the four at the bottom. And they have a picture of the four Marvel characters that I mentioned standing in a Kiss pose, all epic-looking and shit. So, little references to each other. Yeah, so that was kind of fun. Kind of a weird collaboration that I wouldn't have expected.
Yeah.
Especially since Kiss isn't really a band anymore. Are they? They're not, right?
I don't... Oh, shit. I don't know.
I feel like they're not. But I could be wrong.
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like they might still do stuff once in a while.
Like a little reunion
maybe?
Tour or something.
Yeah. Like, I'm okay. I'm not sure, though. Because I know Gene Simmons is still, like, in the news once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, he has mentioned that he has always had a good relationship with them.
That's cool.
And, that's it. It's going to be a Marvel Kiss co-brand. Keep an eye out for it.
All right. My turn? Mm-hmm. So, speaking of Sony, because a dude in chat brought up Sony... So Sony, actually, they're supposed to be at PAX. PAX is the Penny Arcade Expo. Happens in various places throughout the year, every year. And PAX East is one of the many big ones. It's not the main one. I know they have a main one. I think it's PAX West is their main big one. But then they have all these side ones every year throughout the year. So PAX East is happening this end of this month. On the 27th, it happens. Various companies go there, have their own booths, show off, stuff, give out swag. Not all the time, but maybe they do. I don't know. I'm making it up right now. But there's companies that go there. Sony usually comes there too. Not this year, though. So Sony announces that they're pulling out because of the uncertainties of the coronavirus.
Wow, really?
Yes. Actually, there was a big one. So there's this other convention type thing that happens every year in Barcelona. It's a Mobile World Congress. It's pretty much, I don't know why they call it Mobile World Congress, but it's pretty much a big convention to show off, new cell phones and gadgets like that and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But they actually canceled it this year because of the coronavirus.
Damn.
So various conventions are probably second thinking. Sony second thought it. I'm pretty sure Sony might have gone. Because they do cell phone stuff. They do mobile stuff. So a bunch of electronics. So I'm pretty sure they probably do go to Barcelona to do the Mobile World Congress. But maybe because of that, maybe they started thinking about all the other conventions they're going to that have a worldwide presence. And they're like, yeah, maybe not. So yeah, this is one that they decided not to go to. However, though, PAX is still going. So PAX also put out a statement right after saying that, you know, even though that's Sony's decision, that's what they decided, they're not gonna, you know, do anything. They're taking extra precautions though for various, you know, members that are going, for their staff, and also for the people attending too. So they're saying they're gonna have extra like stationary sanitizing stations and that and all that throughout the convention. You know, just because of that, but they're not gonna, you know, change up the show or do anything different. You know, just Sony decided not to go.
Right. I think it's a smart move. If they think that's a real threat.
Unless they're thinking they're the threat. You know, who knows? Maybe that's what they thought. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Damn.
But Sony not going. I wonder. I don't know. I'm just spitballing too with this, but maybe they had other concerns like, we don't have too much to show off because they're also pulled out of E3.
Wow. I'm not sure. Maybe they're like blaming the coronavirus.
Yeah, maybe they're using the. Yeah, exactly. Just blaming it on that.
Could be.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't think that's impossible. That's very possible.
Yeah. Anyways.
All right. Other news. So Netflix. We announced. So it was announced earlier last year in November by both Unfocus and Worldwide that there would be a new He-Man remake show. It's called He-Man: Masters of the Universe Revelation, and it will be made by Kevin Smith, you know, the guy who does Jay and Silent Bob and all that stuff, right?
Okay, right, right.
But, you know, they had announced, like, there's going to be some crazy voice casting coming for this movie, for this show, and everyone didn't know what it was going to be, right? And then, you know, we found out that Alan Oppenheimer is involved, and he's the guy who was the original Skeletor voice, right?
Skeletor.
But guess what? He's not Skeletor. He's going to be voicing Mossman.
Oh, wow.
So everyone was like, what's the big voice announcement if he's not Skeletor?
Yes, that's William. He's not Skeletor.
It's Mark Hamill.
Oh, okay.
So anyone doesn't know the legendary voice of the Joker as well as, you know,
yeah,
popular Star Wars actor Luke Skywalker, you know? Mm-hmm. But legendary voice of the Joker is going to be voicing Skeletor, which is kind of in line with Skeletor. Yeah.
He sounded just as crazy.
Yeah, crazy, maniacal, kind of like...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't watch a lot of I didn't watch any He-Man, but like I don't know, for some reason I kind of know the voice. I don't know why.
I would watch He-Man, but I always come in halfway through the episode because it was on so early.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I didn't really know what was going on. I just like watching, you know, the ending where he finished off the villain.
You know, that's when the most hype happened though. At the
it
end,
it is.
You know?
That's all I remember. I have the power.
And you're like, oh, it came in right in time.
Yeah, like, okay, that's all I need to know.
Yeah,
slay that fool, you know. And, yeah. But yeah, so I think this show might be pretty badass because, you know, those modern animated Netflix things just going off Castlevania are pretty badass. So maybe a modern version of He-Man will be real good. And Mark Hamill is the voice for Skeletor. You can't lose right there. I do find it really weird that old Skeletor's voice is involved and he's not Skeletor.
Well, I mean, they do that on Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the CGI, the version I watched, the CGI Nickelodeon version, the original actor who played Raphael did Donatello's voice.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, which Raphael was
so
it?
Raphael from the original 80s cartoon.
Oh, from the cartoon?
Yes.
He's Donatello's CGI voice?
He's Donatello's CGI voice in the recent
Shut
Turtle.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So that stuff like that
wow.
happens, I guess.
That's yeah. kind of dope, though. I didn't expect that. I didn't know
Which
that.
Is funny, too, because when they had their crossover with the 80s, Donatello like and Raphael...
Were both there.
Yeah, we're both there. And they probably like, looked at each other like... You sound funny. And they're like, nah, you
oh,
sound funny.
They actually made a reference?
Yeah, they actually made a reference to it, yeah.
Damn. May I say that Raphael from the 80s is the most outlandish version of Raphael you've ever seen.
Right? That's so
like,
true.
Like, there's no other version of Raphael ever being like that.
Yeah, ever since then, he's been more like low tone, like, you know, deep voice type, but not deep voice, but like just and, more of a grunty
yeah,
style.
And more of a stronger counter to Leonardo, because
yeah.
In the 80s one, he only would say smart-ass things.
Yeah, he was just a smart-ass, yeah.
About what Leonardo would decide, but like he wasn't yeah. really like against him. You know?
Not even about what he decides, just overall anyone. Anyone says anything, he has a smart-ass comment to say. You know, which I kind of, you know, I can see that, you know. I kind of ride that same boat.
It's
know?
Smart that he still has that feel, though. Like, he still has that smart-ass feel, you
yeah.
know. But it's more like, it's different now.
Yeah.
I like what they have
it's
now.
It's more an aggressive type of, you know, smart-ass.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. But yeah, they do stuff like that with voice actors, as far as, like, I've seen. Like,
that's fucking crazy.
Anyways,
AJ?
My turn.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing had a direct today. So they had a 30-minute video kind of showing us like what's going to be new in this new Animal Crossing coming out next month.
Let's see it,
and
what we can
well, I guess I could have played it, but I can't.
Actually, maybe
not.
We shouldn't do that anymore, right?
You know what? I don't give a fuck. I'm focused. You know, I was thinking maybe adding some type of weird filter to go over the video, so
like
it doesn't.
Distortion?
Yeah, some type of distortion going on, so maybe it won't pick it up.
Are you trying to encode our shit, AJ?
Yeah.
Are you playing the hacking game? Right
maybe now? I am, but I like at the it. Same time, thinking about it, maybe it more depends on the sound that the video is giving off. So maybe I can't really do anything with the video.
Like it would pick it up anyway, you mean? Because of the, like just the.
Let's algorithm. Try it right now. I'll constantly just move the mouse in front of this thing and see what happens.
Wow.
No, I was kidding. Without the music, you know. But I wasn't even showing it. But bam, now it's being shown. Now I'll move the mouse. Anyways, but yeah, this is what they showed us. They're just kind of just showing us the game. And then the video is all made in a style as if you were watching like a video, like you're about to go somewhere. And it's like, oh, when you arrive to New Horizons, you can expect this. You know, it has this tour guide voice talking to you throughout the whole video.
Yeah.
Telling you, you know, go, you can meet other visitors or you can go to this airport and you can do this. So it's like just a video like that. But it was pretty informative about the game overall, too. It's Animal Crossing, as you know, Animal Crossing to be. I guess some new highlights, though, to kind of bring up. Everyone was concerned when they first saw this game because, as you can see in the background right here, there's a tent. And that's how you start the game, in a tent. So everyone's like, no, this is going to be like the stupid mobile version. It's not, because you can build a house from the tent. So once you established enough in the game, I guess if you do enough things, I don't know, eventually you'll get the option to build a house. So you can replace your tent for a house and actually make a living establishment there. Actually, the way I see the game going to is that you start the game off in a brand new area that's not really inhabited by anyone yet. And like you're one of the first inhabitants. So it kind of makes sense that you'll start with a tent and eventually work your way to building a house. As well as all the other villagers that come through as well. They'll also start off with a tent. And I'm pretty sure they'll get the option to make their own houses too eventually. So yeah, that's a thing. I also noticed you can jump small gaps. There is a part where they're telling you, like, oh, yeah, if you get attacked by a creature, you can always run. And it shows bugs chasing your character. And they come to, like, a river, and you're, like, thinking, oh, my God, this guy's not going to make it. He's going to get stung by these bees right now. And he actually jumps over the little river. It's a small, like, little river, like a one-tiled walking space type of river. But he jumped it. I was like, what the fuck? You can jump over small gaps now? If it's a bigger gap river, though, you have a pole vaulting thingy that you can use to jump the river like that. But if it's small enough, you can jump it on your own, which I thought was crazy. Also, some new shit. You can get a permit to alter the land. So later on throughout the game, once you establish yourself,
you can build new shit.
Not only build new shit, but you can alter the land.
Like make a river?
Yeah, you can actually make a river. If there's a cliffside, you can knock down that cliffside, or you can make a cliffside. Yeah, you can just, you know, do stuff like that throughout the game, which is awesome. You've never been able to do that before. So yeah, once you do enough in the game, you'll have that ability, which sounds awesome. So you can actually add shit to the game, which is awesome because you've never been able to do shit like that. You always get stuck with this one map and you're just stuck with that map throughout the entirety of the game.
That's a burn, yeah.
Yeah, which is not bad. You get used to it. The least you can do sometimes is build a bridge somewhere. But no, you can do more than that now. You can actually, you can get rid of the river if you wanted to, I suppose. So that's cool. You can also, I'm not sure if this was new or not, but you can add wall decorations. I'm not sure if that's a new thing or not. There's also a point system throughout the game. So if you do side tasks, you earn points. You can turn those points in for other items and stuff like that. Also, they're going to update the game throughout the year. The game previously always had events during the holidays. So there's like an Easter event, this bunny comes around, there's a Thanksgiving event, you know, you have this turkey coming around and all. There's always some type of weird event, you'll meet a new character.
Some seasonal events.
Yeah, exactly. So they'll still do that, but only through download. So if you are connected to the internet, you'll get the update, and then, you know, you'll be able to enjoy those special events. And then also, the other thing was, I'm not sure if anyone knew this or not, but what you may call it, the system, the special Animal Crossing edition, you know, of the Switch, comes out March 13th.
And the actual
game,
pretty soon.
Yeah, and the actual game comes out like a week later on the 20th. So that's that.
Okay.
But yeah, looks like a pretty. I mean, it looks fun. I had Carla here sitting with me watching this whole thing too. She was like, "Oh my god, I want to do that." So she's pretty hyped for it. And yeah, I'll be down to get this when it comes out too.
All right.
Any questions?
No.
Okay.
I like that you asked though. The Animal Crossing. I just love that idea that you can like buy the land and then change the landscape and stuff like that. That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah, that was like, I was like, what? You can do that now? Yeah, I want to see if I can find it here. where they start doing all that. Oh, like the stuff, like the museum's back and all that. So everything you're used to in Animal Crossing, all there. Oh yeah, they also said too that you can what do you call it? If you have multiple people that use your Switch, they can all have their own game save in the game too, which is pretty cool. Which is something that you've been able to do in the past. But it's been confirmed because people were thinking that you weren't going to be able to do that, but you can. And yeah, I think that's about it. Oh yeah. Also, this other thing was cool too. You can, if you made any designs in any previous 3DS version of Animal Crossing, whether it be Happy Home Designer or whatever it was called, or just New Horizon, not New Horizons, whatever the previous game was, New Leaf. Was that what it's called? Yeah, New Leaf. If you made any designs in that game, they give you a QR code. And you can actually scan that QR code and then have your design imported into this new game, which is pretty sick. And you do that through the online mobile app, which I talked about last week, too, that there's going to be a mobile for the Nintendo Switch Online app that you have on mobile. You'll have an in-app app for that Animal Crossing, and you can do that type of stuff with that, too.
Okay.
Anyways, that's a lot of the main things I got out of the Direct. But yeah, there's a Direct out there if you're interested.
Okay.
Check it out.
All right. Other news. So in a collaboration with Krispy Kreme, Rick and Morty is taking the world by storm again. Sadly, it's only going to be in Australia, so don't get too excited when I start explaining.
Wait a minute. So the continent that's on fire right now.
No, they're not on fire anymore. But yeah,
I mean they're like...
The one that got burned to the ground? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they need Pickle Rick, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, so Rick and Morty is doing a promotional special where they're going to be doing Krispy Kreme in Australia, special flavors just for Rick and Morty, as well as special designs. So basically, there's going to be two flavors, Pickle Rick and Simple Rick's Wafer Cookies. Now, just so you don't
get... I want that wafers. I love wafers.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's a little like a white chocolate wafer cookie on top. A little balance to it. Just a heads up for those of the Pickle Rick one that are afraid, it's not pickle flavored.
Damn it.
More lemon flavored.
Okay, I love lemon, though.
Yeah, so it's a lemon flavored jelly donut. But I think it's a kind of cool promotion.
Yeah.
They're very in theme, and if you watch the show, you're definitely going to be like, oh, okay, I need to fuck with this, because Pickle Rick is huge. I see people wearing t-shirts of Pickle Rick everywhere.
Yeah, I see that shit everywhere, too.
And I've seen the episode, and I didn't think it was that big.
I've never seen Rick and Morty in my life. That's a lie, I've seen it once.
You might like it. You might like it.
No, I know I like it, because I seen one episode. It was hilarious. And I see various clips once in a while. So
especially like, you know, now that you know a lot of things about parallel universes and stuff, this is like the show for you, because like it fucks around and makes comedy of parallel universes.
And that's one episode that I saw is like,
oh, you saw that one with their other versions of themselves and shit?
Yes, that's the episode I saw.
Oh my god. That was like the most headache inducing episode ever. And at the very end you're like, okay, I'm not gonna say anything anyway. Yeah, but yes, if you're in Australia, you want to visit Krispy Kreme, two special flavors. This begins March 16th, I want to say, but let me give you the actual day.
Well, you look at that. I had Krispy Kreme today, so that's funny that you brought up the story.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Of all days?
Of all days. On top of that, there is a Rick and Morty Pringle commercial during the Super Bowl. And what was funny about that is like, I think it was Morty came through. He's like, oh, Rick, check out this combination I did of Pringles. He's like, what are you doing, Morty? Oh my God, it's happened. We're in a Pringles commercial, and he goes and tears down the wall, and right behind the wall is like a Pringle like logo. He's like, "Oh no, they got us!" You know, he's freaking out.
That's kind of funny. That's pretty dope. But yeah, I believe the day is March 16th. I'll let you guys know if that's not correct, but the day is March 16th.
As far as we know,
yeah,
that's the date. Right. So right before you get your Animal Crossing on, you can have some Pickle Rick
it's
donuts.
It's true. It's true. All right, AJ.
All right, so Sakurai, our best friend, who makes our favorite game, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, he said in a recent tweet that, I think this is word for word here, Fighter Pass Volume 2, which is pretty much Season 2 of the Fighter Pass, will be the last DLC for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Wow, so that's the last new character?
No, not only is that the last new character, but that has six characters in it, but that's just the overall last like type of updates we'll get. Is everything coming out like for the Spider Pass?
The game's complete after that, right?
Yeah, pretty much. All characters in this game have been chosen by Nintendo, is also what he says. So again, we're not going to get his options, and I'm not sure if his opinions and the viewer or the, you know, people who have been tweeting and asking for random shit, don't know if any of that's going to influence Nintendo's decision for these six new characters, but Those are all Nintendo's characters that they've chosen. And as of right now, there is no new Smash game planned. Is also what he said. Which, fine, that makes sense.
I mean, I don't need one for another 5 or 6 years.
Exactly, honestly. Yeah.
I've got so much to work with
right
now.
Take your time. This game, at least for like another year, you know, it's still going to be in the news for new characters and all that. And then let that ride out for a while. Why not? You know, there's too many characters already. I think we're good with characters right now.
For real.
I'm good with characters right now. Even though you didn't give me freaking Golden Sun, Isaac, I'm good. Until the next game. And then we'll have this Isaac talk
he
all over
be
again.
Base. He better be a base character.
For reals, right?
All right. Good news. My turn?
Yeah.
All right. Sega has made a very interesting move.
Sega.
Actually, you know, I'll wait on the Sega one.
Oh, man.
No, okay, fine. All right, fine. Sega has made a very interesting move. They've released a special edition book. And this book kind of highlights and... what's the word I want to say?
Oh, is that a pop-up book?
Wait. It's going to highlight and compile their history of success, especially in the arcade world. Yes, like AJ said, this is an interactive pop-up book.
I just saw the picture right now.
Telling you.
And then it says pop-up history on the cover there, too.
And it'll tell you of their history of all their arcade machines and their success and how those arcade machines even looked. So when you open the page, it's analyzing the game. The pop-up version of that arcade machine will show up so you can see how it looked.
That's sick. You know, I'm not one to like read books and all that, but I fucks with the pop-up book for sure.
Dude, this is
all
one,
day.
This is one you could have on your library right there. You know, like that's gonna be a fun one.
This is gonna be like a cool like coffee table book. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Coffee table book. Like,
but I want to do that. I want to have a big enough coffee table that I can just throw books on there for people to enjoy.
Just randomly pick it up.
Yeah,
and read it.
But I don't technically have my own living room to do that here, though. But you know,
fair enough.
That's a thing.
It could be right. But specifically the games that are highlighted in this book. By the way, this book is $45. And this book...
Fine.
Right? I mean, it sucks, but I'll pay for it, considering what it is.
Hey, those art books always cost like that much, too.
Always.
Yeah,
right?
It was like $45, $60. Yeah.
God. Jesus. Anyway, the book will contain specifically segments on Space Harrier.
Nice.
Afterburner. Hang On. Outrun, Thunderblade, and Power Drift. Those are basically all their most popular ones.
Yeah, those are all arcade like machine ones, right? Because
It's specifically about arcades.
Yeah, because we're not gonna see any like Sonic shit in here. Because actually, Sonic Fighters was an arcade game. Remember Sonic Fighters?
Well, it doesn't mention it. Doesn't mean it's not.
Fuckers.
Doesn't mean it's not in there though.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no mention of it.
But then that's just a classic. I'm pretty sure all these ones you just mentioned are like have some special type of cabinet, as opposed like this one right here. Like it's a sit down, like you know, you're in a spaceship type, you know, contraption.
I think that was Sega's whole thing was designing their own cabinets and how they were gonna look. I think they're the reason we have the race car shit, you know, like Cruising USA
maybe,
type shit.
Yeah.
I think that's Sega, like, you know, I could be wrong, but I think so.
Maybe. I don't know.
If that's the case, then revolutionized the whole world.
Yeah, I wonder who was
gaming.
The first one to come out with some shit like that. I don't know that. Something that's some good food for thought knowledge to have.
Alright.
Anyways, when's this coming out? Is it already out?
This is not out yet.
Okay. Coming soon.
Spring. But yeah, I'll let you know for sure.
Spring? Okay, so soon.
AJ?
Tekken World Tour hasn't been announced. So we knew this was coming. We didn't have any details, but the finally gave us a few details. First, for one, there's going to be over a $200,000 prize pool. I'm not sure if that's like, not a prize pool, but just prize money given out. Plus, $200,000 plus, they said. I'm not sure if that's going to be for the one main event at the end or if that's going to be throughout every event. But there's various tournaments that you can participate in that will give you points for the finals for the Second World Tour, which we know is going to take place in New Orleans, Louisiana, in December. So that's cool. And then also, they also invite, because I guess they have the same type of tournaments every year that they have points at, but there's a couple of new tournaments that they added to that roster too, so it's six new places you can earn points at. On top of that, A couple of weeks ago, we talked about not Electrocanto, about how Level Up was doing a bunch of tournaments throughout the year, and they kind of gave us dates for each one. Like, there's going to be an SNK tournament. There was going to be that 3D Fighter tournament, which is Electrocanto and all that. And we had a date for Electrocanto back then, which is like mid-October. But then last week, they actually rejected, took that back and said, actually, we're going to, reorganize that date because there's like some scheduling conflict and all that. And then Tekken World Tour announced their stuff and they said, oh yeah, Electrocanto is going to be one of the places you can get points at, and that's happening July 25th and the 26th at the Esports Arena. And so then that's when Level Up Series came through, like, oh yeah, so that was the reason, here's your new announcement for the new date. So that's what happened with that. But yeah, that means we can do Soul Calibur and Tekken at a huge tournament right before EVO for practice, because
damn,
that's happening in July.
That's pretty sick.
So thank you, Tekken World Tour, for moving up that date. So that gives us extra practice for EVO. I'm just saying. but yeah, Tekken World Tour looks pretty hyped. I don't think I'm that good to try to participate in all that. But anyone that's interested, go ahead and look out more information. There may be a Tekken World Tournament happening at a tournament near you, and sometime in the future.
All right. Other news. I was going to mention. Oh, yeah. Earlier this week, Sony went out of their way to mention. This is good news.
Oh, mentioning good shit all fucking week.
For once. This is good for Marvel fans. Sony went out of their way saying they hope they can keep this deal going with Marvel for the next 10 years or so. With Sony and Spider-Man being used in both universes. So, you know, the whole thing before was like maybe everyone got pushed together because of this whole thing because the fans are so mad. But Sony's actually showing good faith, saying, you know what, this is a good deal. We kind of want to keep this shit going.
Okay, good.
Which, you know, I mean, I don't really know, but I believe that Sony was the reason this was becoming an issue. I don't know if that was really the thing.
I think so, too.
Yeah, but now they're actually going out of their way to say, like, you know what, we're in a good place with Marvel, like, Spider-Man staying in the MCU. And then not long after that comment, Bob Iger came out and said he owes, that Tom Holland owes him a pint for saving Spider-Man.
I did we talk about it on the show? But I think I heard that whole thing happened because Tom Holland was drunk.
Yeah, we talked about it.
We talked about that? Okay.
Yeah.
Good drunk story.
That's a great drunk story, man. That tops them all, if you really
think
about
it. I think so, yeah.
Hey, guys, you ever hear about the day I saved Spider-Man?
Yeah, like, I was drunk as fuck, you know?
Yeah, for real. But yeah, I thought it was just kind of interesting. Yeah, so but Sony and Marvel both came out of their way to say, like, yeah, you know, this is a deal. We're happy with this deal, and hopefully it continues for a long time. They all sound pretty confident about it and stuff like that. So, and now, you know, it kind of has to at this point because that Morbius movie's coming.
They better hope that integrates into the MCU somehow. I know people have been saying it's not.
No, people say that they believe it is because what's his name showing up, the Vulture, kind of fucks it up.
That's true, yeah. But at the same time, that's still like a Sony property. It's not like we're seeing someone outside of Spider-Man universe showing up there.
That's true too. But
see a Spider-Man character show up and
The fact that Vulture moved into the Spider-Man into Sony's territory means that one, either he's locked there now and Marvel will never get him back, or two, it's fluid and they can go back and forth now. Because him showing up there should have never happened. Marvel should have never let it happen.
Yeah.
Because technically he's Marvel's, the Vulture, you know? He's not Sony's, he's Marvel's.
Unless we see, you know, freaking like another like Tony Stark show up in like a Morbius or a Venom movie. Or like maybe not like a Tony Stark, but like something along that level. Maybe even just a little bit lower level. Maybe like an Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something like that. That was still Spider-Man when we saw that.
Well, I'll give you some ammo.
But once we see that, then
I'll give you some ammo, AJ. I think if it's going to happen. Oh, no, it wouldn't be him, though. I'm going to withdraw what I was going to say.
All right, good job.
Never mind. But yeah, anyway, yeah, so that's something that's, you know, everyone sounds pretty happy about. Like, moving forward into this year, it looks like we're going to be getting a new Spider-Man movie between Marvel and Sony in 2021. And I don't know if I mentioned it a couple weeks ago. But there's rumors that a Spider-Woman movie is brewing in the works right now between Sony and Marvel because they have a new project they're working on with a brand new deal.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thinks it's Spider-Woman, but we don't know.
Okay. I don't get too up over Spider-Woman because I don't know anything about her. And then there's all these other Spider-Women thing that I'm like, I'm lost. So
I almost said there's only one Spider-Woman, but no.
I know there's not.
There's like three, I think. Yeah. But the cool one is the one we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman. We'll see.
Well, when the movie comes out, then I'll agree.
All right.
Maybe.
AJ?
All right. So last week I mentioned, too, this is another update. Capcom kind of, what do you call it, mentioned that they are aware of the issues with the netcode over Street Fighter and all that. So a while ago, you know, we heard that some hacker tweaked and made a little patch thingy that you can load into your PC version of Street Fighter, and you can improve your online experience as long as the other person on the other side also had the same little patch going on installed in their system. And of course, you can't do that on console, so no one on the console side got that ability. And if you had the patch on PC and you end up doing crossplay with someone on a console, you fucked up their experience probably, most likely.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, so that was the thing that was happening. But everyone was like, how did this guy in a day develop this patch and Sony has not been able to do this in like 2 or 3 years? So that was a big thing, right? And then finally, like, Ono came out and is like, yeah, we're aware of this issue, this netcode thing. You know, we have plans and we'll mention more details later. And then I mentioned that they mentioned, or last week I mentioned that, oh, yeah, they acknowledged that they have something coming in the works and maybe we'll see it pretty soon. Literally a few hours later, after I talked about that, I think maybe during the show it happened, I'm not sure, but he actually said right after that, oh, yeah, we have an announcement. It's coming out next week or after the next server update. And I was like, oh, shit. And guess what? That happened on the 18th. So just the other day it happened, 2 nights ago. We got that update that there's a new netcode out there now. And I was just playing Street Fighter last night.
Wow.
I didn't notice anything weird going on in the game. So I guess that's... tells you that it's good, I guess. I can't report to you completely because I was just playing maybe with local people, but it felt good to me, actually. So, yeah, that new netcode is out. If anyone has any issues with it, you can definitely go tweet Capcom and Ono himself and all that, and maybe they can help you out. And they also said, too, like, after, like, this patch has been out for a few days, we've analyzed it, and we see that... it all depends on the person's connections, which everyone assumes anyways. So we all know that if the person...
We all think that's the case anyway.
Yeah, if someone has a crappy connection, both sides are going to have a crappy game. We know that. So that's not any surprise. But that's pretty much what they said. And they also gave us some patch notes telling us exactly what they fixed to make the netcode work better. So if anyone's interested in details like that, you can go and read those patch notes and all that. But apparently it's been fixed. It should be smooth. I haven't heard anyone else talk about it yet. So maybe I'll have some results about that next week. But yeah, it's out there now.
All right. Something in the some information for the toy world. Anyone who's a fan of Batman and the Batman Who Laughs. So one of the most popular DC characters to come into the Batman scene in the past 10 years is the Batman Who Laughs. And it's a parallel version of Batman that basically got fucked up and went Joker style, right?
Well, yeah.
Everyone loves him. Like, he's over the top, ridiculous, and scary and shit like that, right? But the thing
looks
is,
like it.
When you have something like this and it doesn't have a TV show or a movie, you don't really get toys of them too often. So everyone's been wanting a toy of the Batman Who Laughs. Like, there's an outcry for it. Well, DC Collectibles has announced they will be having a figure for the Batman Who Laughs.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and the toy will actually be made in the style of Batman the Animated Series.
Wow.
Yeah, they're going to do him in that style.
That's crazy.
And release the toy. Isn't that pretty cool?
That's pretty cool.
Like, that's different.
Yeah.
So anyone who's a figure collector and anyone who loves this character, you're finally going to have a...
in that series.
Yeah, in that specific series. You'll finally have a character. Well, he's never been in the animated series before.
I know. It's just kind of crazy. Yeah. But if you like that character and you like that series,
right?
Here's their baby.
Exactly. They're a forbidden love child.
Yeah.
And so this figure is going to be $30. The release date is October 7th of this year.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be 6.75 inches, 6 3/4 of an inch.
Okay.
Tall.
That's cool.
So it's not short. It's like a pretty medium-sized figure.
I wonder how tall this figure is. Maybe as tall as this?
I feel, about as tall as Goldar there. Maybe a little taller.
I got this Goldar for my birthday. And I think about this size. I have a ruler right here. Hold on. Let's do this live on air.
There you go. Keep in mind, Goldar's knees are bent.
Yeah. True. This is true, actually. But hey, he's actually almost like a 7-inch figure.
Right. So, so it's
6.5.
He's roughly about this size. Yeah. It's
standing straight up, he probably is 7. So, maybe about this size. Which is not a bad size.
It's actually perfect toy size, I'd say.
For sure.
So Batman Who Laughs is going to be having a figure, finally. I'm sure it's going to be twisted. We can only hope that he has his Robins with him.
Oh, shit. He has Robins, plural?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
One old school story. I'll tell you about this real quick. One old school story in Batman is about how the Joker killed Batman's Robin called Jason Todd at the time.
Yeah.
And he beat him he beat him with a crowbar.
Right.
And he beat him to death with a crowbar when Batman wasn't around, you know?
Yeah, I've heard that.
You heard about that, right? So the Batman Who Laughs has a bunch of chained up boys dressed as Robin, and all they say is crow.
Wow.
Because he beats them with a crowbar all the time. Whoa. And he keeps them on a chain, and they fight for him and shit.
Wow.
And that's his Robin.
Is that why he has all these chains in his hand right now?
The Robin's on the other side of that. Yeah,
that's fucking...
And we didn't even know that to issue
crazy.
3. Like, when you saw the cover, you saw him with all the chains and shit. We didn't know it was on the other side of the chain for, like, 3 issues.
Oh, wow.
And the 3rd issue, you find out it's the fucking Robins, and you're like, yo, this is dark as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, pretty crazy shit.
You know what? I'll give it, like, I'm not, like, huge on the DC stuff. It's always been like, oh, that's cool over there, but I'll leave them over there. But they have some dark, cool shit sometimes.
Sometimes, like, you know, I feel like, you know, because back in when the comics were big, superhero comics were big, DC wasn't quite, they were always afraid of going dark. And Marvel was the company that came in and went dark.
Yeah.
So I feel like once they did that, and it was established that it was okay for comics to be dark like that, DC went real deep the other way a couple times to try to show, hey, we can do that too.
We can go darker.
Yeah, we can go darker, you know? And basically, they have certain storylines that are really fucking, like, even more dark than Marvel.
Dark
sometimes.
Or just twisted, yeah.
Or twisted, you know, same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, like the freaking laughing or killing joke.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's a perfect example. Perfect example. That's like back. That's like the part of the tidal wave backlash to them not having anything dark before that, right. You know?
Cuckoo says, Alan Moore's Swamp Thing pioneered dark DC. That's cool.
That's true. I think that was the first thing.
That's
I think
crazy.
Cuckoo's is right about that.
Has Marvel ever, like, you know, went darker than DC could? Or do they have anything that
Marvel
dark?
Marvel was the first one to go after.
Yeah, but afterwards, have they gone darker than what DC's done? Or at least on
oh, yeah, because Marvel's characters are all grounded in real life. Like, Jessica Jones is a prime example. She came out in, like, late 90s, early 2000s, and she, you know.
I mean, as dark as a twisted Batman who fucking has chained up Robins at the other end.
Well, yeah, because there was Civil War. There was the guy who felt responsible for killing all the children. Yeah, Marvel's done it before.
Okay, so they've done something.
They got more premise for it, for sure.
Okay, all right, so just wondering. Because that just sounds fucking just way too deep, like, I don't know.
This only came out 3 years ago, so, like, it's, you know,
pretty
new shit for DC, I'd
say. Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, keep an eye out for that figure, October 7th.
The Hoods limited run from Marvel back in the early 2000s was pretty dark. Okay.
I don't even know what that is. I'm going to have to look into that.
It's called the Hood to you. Shit, no, I was kidding.
Right. Oh, no hood. All right, AJ.
All right, so another interesting short little news here. I got 2 more left.
I think I have 1 more left. So.
Oh, okay. This works out then?
Yeah, it works out well.
So Pokemon Home. Which, like I was talking about, I've been playing a lot. I haven't completed any Pokedex of any sort yet, but apparently, if you end up completing the National Dex, which I'm pretty sure is a full thing.
That's everything, yeah.
That's everything, right? Because there's regional Dex, so National will be everything, right? So, as I thought. If you complete the National Dex in Pokemon Home, supposedly you can get a gift. You get a Magnera? She's a Pokemon that came out like a while back, or it's a Pokemon that came out a while back because it doesn't have a gender. But and people have tried this and haven't gotten any results. So people are like, no, it's not true. Some are like, yes, it's worked. So people are like, is this a hoax? Is this real? Is this some type of glitch or something like that? So people are currently going through the metadata of the whole system, the whole game, to kind of figure out if this is a real thing or not. But Cerebee.net has said they confirmed it, and they said for them, the way it worked, what they had to do was first finish National Dex. Actually, we see it in steps here. Step 2 was shift every Pokemon left 1 box on Switch, and then check the apps. If there's nothing, then do it again and shift them back everything 1 box.
What?
That's a fucking lot of Pokemon to move. From box to box to box to box.
Wait. Why would you do all that? What the
I don't
fuck?
Know. But apparently, like, maybe there's a glitch where it doesn't work right away. But this is what they've done.
It's like a reset glitch? Like,
I guess so, yeah. I mean, you know they tell you, like, turn the power on and off, you know?
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like on par on that, I would say. Like, move everything one way, check it. If it's not there, move everything back, and then check it again, and you should have it.
If not, repeat.
But yeah, that's kind of what they're saying that worked for them. So maybe this might be a glitch Nintendo didn't mean to let through, and it's this little thing you do, moving, shifting stuff back and forth, like unlock something. I don't know. But supposedly this is a thing. You can get this character, this Pokemon in the game, which I'm not sure if I have this Pokemon. I feel like I do.
What's the Pokemon again?
Magnera?
The name doesn't even sound familiar.
Magurnia. Magurnia. There you go. I'm not saying that wrong. And this is a Pokemon that came out for Sun and Moon. So it's fairly new. Mm. Or maybe it was X and Y. I don't know. But this Pokemon's been around. It's not hard. It's not easy to get, though. It's only through special events so far that you've been able to get it. So the fact that you get it in another special way kind of makes sense and why people are kind of like, you know, obsessed with this thing currently. But yeah, that's kind of that. And if it's true, this is the stats that it comes with. Not the stats, but like the attacks it comes with. It's at level 50. Looks like it could have the Soul Heart ability. I'm pretty sure nature and stat like IVs can be random. But yeah.
Okay.
Look out for that. If you have all the decks, everything on the Pokedex, and you've done this or can do it, go ahead and verify it and tweet us.
Yeah, please. Even email us if you have to.
Do it. Collect 28, yeah. Oh, wait, no, it's not. It's unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's what I meant. All right, my last piece of news. Eli Roth is set to direct Borderlands, the movie, for Lionsgate.
That's crazy. We're getting a movie for this now.
Yeah, so anyone who's a fan of Borderlands, which I assume there's a lot of you if this is a video game podcast, yeah, it's going to be done by Eli Roth, who's a really good director. He has a big history in doing bloody violent shit, which is perfect for this. For example, he's done Hostel, Inglourious Bastards, and Cabin Fever, just to name a few.
That's cool, okay.
So very violent, like, fucked up shit, which is perfect for Borderlands.
I think so, yeah. Right? I never played it, but sounds along their lines.
Well, for someone like you and I, who both haven't played Borderlands, I'll give you a brief synopsis. Borderlands is set in the distant future in which four vault hunters travel to a distant planet called Pandora to hunt down an alien vault, rumored to contain advanced alien technology.
I had no idea this took place in some sci-fi universe. That was kind of a, you know, mid Mad Max type of, you know, future.
Well, it's Mad Max on Earth. Once they land on the alien planet.
But, like, is that actually going to space in this shit? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they land on the alien planet and it becomes like Mad Max. And while they're on the planet, they have to fight off, you know,
aliens.
Hunters. Yeah, aliens too. But, you know, they have to fight off hunters, the terrain, local wildlife, bandit population. And ultimately, they have to try and stop the head of the private corporation who was hired them in the first place to get to the vault, you know? Like, typical story like this, you know? So, yeah, I just think it's pretty cool they picked a good guy to do it. If they make it a fun, crazy-ass, over-the-top action movie like Inglourious Basterds was.
Right.
I think it could be pretty good. But, yeah, I'm kind of interested.
Yeah, I think I'll be down to see it. I never played the game at all, so I have no context to go off of. But, I mean, it'll be dope. I don't know if I've ever done that. Have you ever seen a movie based off a game that you never played the game? Yeah.
I did with Silent Hill.
True. Well, I don't think I saw Silent Hill, but Resident Evil. I never played Resident Evil, but I definitely watched that one movie. Yeah.
I got lucky, though, because Silent Hill apparently is one of the few successful video game movies that doesn't suck. Hmm. So I was like, oh, yeah, Silent Hill looks awesome. Now I want to play. But usually it's the other way. Like, when you watch the movie for the game, you're like, fuck this game. I don't want to play this game. Yeah. I was like, I got lucky.
Yeah. Diplomats in chat says the prequel is out in space. I did not know that the sequel to the prequel to Borderlands, which I know is a game, is out in space. That's crazy.
Well, like I said, it takes place on a desert planet, but they traveled to get there, so it doesn't really feel like it's in space, but they traveled to get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is interesting that, you know, people are taking games finally seriously and making movies out of them. Like, they tried it in the past, it's been horrible, but within the last decade, they've been pretty good.
And now we got Sonic. Oh,
yeah, Sonic. Before that, like, Pokemon, Detective Pikachu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And then, I guess you can go back as far as Tomb Raider, like, being good.
Yeah, Tomb Raider was
pretty good.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
Even, like, Resident Evil, it wasn't amazing. It was pretty good, but how true it was to the game, I'm not sure. Maybe not much. But anyways, Dip says, I don't know how they're going to make a movie out of that shit. I don't know either, honestly, because I have no clue what the game's like. All right, I got one more news, right?
Yes.
So Hasbro, you know, I wondered for a while, what the fuck happened to Tiger Electronics?
Aren't they part of Gizmondo now?
Gizmondo, I don't even know what they're part of.
Didn't they buy Tiger? I thought Gizmondo and Tiger had a big connection.
Maybe they're a one thing. I don't know, but they haven't been around for a long time. Apparently, Hasbro bought a lot of the rights, I suppose, because Hasbro is bringing back those old Tiger handhelds.
Wow. Oh, wow, the X-Men one, Sonic 3.
Yeah, and then there's two other they're bringing out, Transformers and The Little Mermaid. Oh, the other two they're going to bring out pretty soon.
I remember playing Sonic 3 and being so disappointed.
Yeah, every time.
So whack.
I used to have these like Ninja Turtle ones I remember having. And I was always kind of disappointed over the whole thing because you can clearly see all the possible animations like right on the LCD screen. So like there was like not really any surprises when like, you know, a certain boss would come out like, oh yeah, I knew he was coming eventually.
Yeah, he's right there.
Because I can see his freaking little LCD silhouette
on the screen. Yeah, you look real carefully, he's in there.
Like... Yeah, if you hold it like right sunlight, you know, you can see it. Sometimes I was just amazed like how I can see so many different things, but then the combination of certain things makes it look different sometimes. Like, oh, that was pretty clever. Like that's all. But then you can easily figure out the gameplay just by looking at it. And at some point, I remember it getting repetitive. Like, oh, okay, just let the game walk, jump here, attack this guy here, and then maybe it'll get faster for you sometime. That's what I remember these to be like. They're fun for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you kind of saw how repetitive it was, and it was like, all right, I'm kind of done with this. But if you're interested in spending 5 minutes and $15, then you can buy these for yourself or maybe your friend who you don't like. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe you do like them. But apparently they're coming out later this year in the fall. Yeah, so in fall 2020 for $15, the old school Tiger handheld LCD games. You can pre-order them now at GameStop, though, which is cool. And again, the four games that are coming out with the four handhelds are Sonic the Hedgehog 3, X-Men, Transformers, and The Little Mermaid. I don't like the Sonic 3 one. If they call it the Sonic the Hedgehog, that'd be cool. But since you call it Sonic the Hedgehog 3, now it needs to like meet a certain requirements now, you know? If they would call it Sonic the Hedgehog, you'd be like, okay, it could be whatever Sonic. It'd be cool. You call it Sonic 3, though. Now I'm going to expect Knuckles in there. I'm going to expect
Who wouldn't? Because that's the whole theme of Sonic 3.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, I'll look out for that later this year. And maybe I'll pick one up. I don't know. I might be crazy enough to do that. And then maybe you know, we'll play live on Focus, you know, this November. I don't know, whenever it comes out. All right. You got anything else? Got any last words?
Oh,
fucking just throw shit at me.
Yeah, I was gonna drop it on you.
All right, but yeah, Focus Weeks.
For me, immediately after this, I'm probably gonna finish reading this Fantastic Four X-Men thing. So read more of that. I finished reading. Oh yeah, one thing I didn't mention. I know that last year I showed you guys showed off this X-Men Grand Design book I had, that big ass book that has the real paper and it's like compiles their whole history and shit like that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I want you to read that so you can know everything about X-Men in fucking 10 minutes. It's real quick to read.
It doesn't have any pop-ups in it, so I'm not sure.
It's got plenty of pictures, motherfucker. That's enough for you. Anyway, those guys just came out with a Fantastic Four Grand Design.
Oh shit.
And it's the same thing. Big ass book tells you their whole history condensed into like a short story. So you can like learn everything you need to know about like why they are what they are.
Mm-hmm.
That shit just came out. I'm buying that shit on my next paycheck.
All
so
right.
I'm going to get that. I'm going to finish reading Fantastic Four X-Men. More Soul Calibur always. Hopefully I can get some CVS2 practice in before the weekend.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that too. Because I was thinking about it the other day. And I was like, what system are we playing that on?
Whatever system can house it.
Okay. And then on top of that, it's only out for like a couple of systems. We all don't have a controller for whatever system is going to be on.
You see, that's why I don't like this system, man. That's exactly why I don't like it. Anyway, we'll talk about it in a minute. But anyway, I'm focused with AJ. What you got planned?
Maybe
I think,
some more.
I think I got all mine.
I don't know.
You said,
too. Yeah.
Teen Wolf. Watch more Teen Wolf. Catch up to My Hero Academia. Catch up to the last two episodes of One Piece. Oh, my unfocused week, I didn't mention I saw the One Piece movie, The Stampede.
Oh, okay.
Action was awesome. Cool, badass moments, but story was whack. It was enjoyable, you know, but it was whack-ass story.
Is it one of those side movies that don't really need to be part of the series?
AJ, but it's like you read my mind. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's cool because all these fights are happening and all these badass characters there, but you're like, this doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Like, I hate those.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, oh, that's cool, but hey, they could have done more of it. It doesn't connect to anything, so should I really be watching this?
Yeah, you're like, kind of wasting my time. So
yeah.
But anyway, that's my plan for my focus.
And they fucking do some random shit, and they're like, that doesn't exist in the universe at all.
Oh my god.
I fucking hate that shit, too.
It's like, you're pulling my thoughts out of my brain, bro. There was some shit they did, I'm like, that's cool, but I'm never going to see it again. Yeah. So, like, why do I care? Yeah, man, anyway.
Yeah, so they pulled all the stops in that, then, huh?
Yeah, they did. I'm
sorry to hear that.
All the shenanigans they could pull off. Team-up moves. People that would never meet each other. Shit like that, you know? Anyway.
Oh, man. Anyways, more... probably more puzzle games. I'll play more of Puyo Puyo. Maybe some more Tetris 99. Play some more Pokemon. Everything on the Switch that I can play, because I've been taking that around with me and all that. So I've been enjoying just playing stuff on it. I don't know why. All of a sudden, I just want to play shit on the fucking Switch. And then, of course, more Soul. Probably. I don't know what we're playing this weekend. I'm guessing it might be Soul, though.
I think it's probably. Now that we just talked about that CVS scenario, it's definitely going to be Soul.
And then try to play more DDR. I've been trying to play a little bit every week, but I've only been playing like once a week, and then I forget, and then I just don't have time. And then
should I make a DDR?
Dude. Wait, where are we playing? Are we going to play here this weekend? I would think so.
It'd be Drew's, wouldn't it?
No, because they did Drew's a couple weeks ago.
All right, we'll talk after.
I know I told myself I would play more Sonic the Hedgehog, and I completely did not do it at all. And I still want to do that, so... Maybe I'll do that. I don't know. And then maybe I'll probably do it. Maybe next week I'll go pick up next Sonic the Hedgehog comic. But yeah, I guess that's it for me.
All right. I guess with that said, unfocused bitches, don't forget. We'll see you next week.
Is it this one? That's right.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!